Even if she is poor, do not belittle her. If she is foolish, don't trample on her, but instead guide her. This is because she's part of you, and you two have become one. But she's trivial, drunk, and bad-tempered. You should then feel sorrow for these issues, not anger. You should pray to God, advise her, encourage her, and do everything possible to alleviate the problem. If you hit her, you're only worsening the condition. Hostility is best cured by showing restraint, not matching her intensity. Alongside these things, also remember the reward from God. Even when you have the option to leave her and choose not to out of respect for God, tolerating such serious flaws and adhering to the law that prohibits divorcing a wife no matter her faults, you'll receive an indescribable reward from God. Before this grand reward, you'll already benefit greatly, as her obedience will increase and you, yourself, will become gentler as a result. For example, it's been said that a pagan philosopher who had an attitude-prone and argumentative wife, when asked, "Why do you tolerate her despite her shortcomings?" responded, "So I can have a school and a place of learning philosophy at home. I'll be more humble," he said, "being disciplined daily here." Did this make you rejoice? Well, I, at this very moment, am deeply saddened that pagans are showing more love for wisdom than us. We, who are asked to mirror the actions of angels, or better yet, expected to emulate God himself in terms of gentleness.